My name is Haley. I am 21 years old. Today is November the 3rd, and I'm speaking with Sandra Hidalgo, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Opelousas, Louisiana. I'm going to start off with, what illness do you suffer from?
I suffer from heart disease and also have angina.
And were you aware that your heart disease is a hereditary disease?
Yes, I do.
Do you look at your life differently than whenever you were diagnosed or before you were diagnosed?
Yes, I do. I feel that I try to eat better, exercise, and I used to smoke, which I quit 6 years ago, and I think that has helped a lot.
If you were to give advice to me or my children to come or the other children in the family, such as your grandchildren, what would it be?
It would be, number one, never touch cigarettes or anything that's going to go into your lungs or harm your body. Number two, eat right. Always eat right. And number three, exercise your body at all times.
How has your heart disease affected or changed your life?
It has changed my life drastically since I quit smoking. I eat better and I do exercise. I feel better. I have more energy and my high blood pressure isn't as high. All around I feel like a stronger person.
How has having heart disease and having had heart attacks changed your family's lives?
Well, I know that by me having heart attacks, my grandkids worried about me very much, which that I did not want to see happen in the future. And I know they love me very much, and I didn't want to have to worry them.
Do your siblings also suffer from heart disease?
Yes, I had a brother and a sister that died from heart disease. Also, my mother died from heart disease.
Which parent, if not both, did you inherit it from?
My mother.
Your father didn't suffer from it at all?
No.
How does having heart disease affect your day-to-day life?
I can exercise, but at times when I'm doing things that I have to use my arms with, I start getting angina, which it feels like a heart attack coming on. So I have to stop and breathe. And if it doesn't go away quickly, then I go to take nitroglycerin, and that helps. And if I'll take one, and sometimes one helps. Sometimes I have to take two. But if I have to take two and it still doesn't go away, then I call the doctor and I'll be on my way to the hospital by the third one.
And what about your smaller day-to-day activities like cleaning and stuff? I know that's affected by it, right?
I find that whenever I use my arms, like sweeping, mopping, vacuuming, or raising my arms up at things, that the angina comes on most likely, but it's usually taken care of by just slowly breathing and getting my blood back to normal.
I didn't put this question in the list, but how does the weather and the weather changing affect your disease?
I find that I get the chest pains from the angina during the winter more than the summer, because it's like my blood vessels are tightening more in the winter, and I have to be careful during, like, walking or something like that. I can't go as far, but it constricts my blood vessels, I feel.
Do you have any regrets related to your disease?
I wish I would have never smoked.
It's definitely a good one. Lastly, do you have any advice for others who suffer from heart disease?
Yes. Never pick up the habit of smoking. Always exercise and eat right.
What about as far as medical advice, dealing with doctors and insurance and stuff?
I love my doctor. He has helped me, didn't force me to quit smoking, but at one point he told me that if I did not quit smoking, that there was nothing left for him to do for me and that I had to help. And that's when it made me realize that I was on my own and I needed to do something to save my life.
How long did it take you to find a good doctor?
I would say about a year and a half. Yeah, about a year and a half. I was seeing this doctor I wasn't very pleased with. He kept telling me that it was my nerves. I was having chest pains because of my nerves, and he put me on this medication, and I didn't agree with him, but I thought he knew best because he was a doctor. And after about a year and a half, I started seeing my doctor I've been seeing now since 1995. So I've been seeing doctors for that long.
So for others who are suffering from heart problems and heart disease, would you say that they should definitely always get a second opinion until they find the right doctor?
Yes, I do. Because if they're not happy with their doctor and they feel that they're not getting better at some point, I think that they definitely need a second opinion.
And did it take you a while to find an insurance that was good to help you?
I've always had insurance, so I didn't have a problem with that.
I think that'd be good for others to know. Any other thing you want to say about heart disease in general or anything with you and yours?
Well, I just feel that eating right is so important. Taking care of your body and just really exercising and getting your heart pumped up and just breathing at times and just breathing slow and breathing in and out real slow, that helps. Of course, stress is always something that you don't want to your body to be under too much of, because that can make your blood pressure go up, you know. So just take your time, eat good, exercise, and it's not hard at all. And people that smoke, please quit, because if you don't, eventually you will end up seeing a cardiovascular doctor for that reason, and it's not a good feeling. So if you can do it, be strong now, do it. And that's the advice I have for them.
All right. Thank you for interviewing with me.
Okay, thank you.